Calgary City, the tower is short, which makes perfect sense, for the town is quite small. The Calgary people talk weather and sports, and frankly, that's just about all. Nonetheless, that's where I wandered around, where there's little to do and there's nowhere to go. But a river runs down through the center of town, a river that's known as the Bow. And the Bow River waters run fast and they sparkle, they seem so inviting to those that don't know that those glacier-fed waters will just freeze your nuts off, and nobody swims in the Bow. So that afternoon, as I strolled by the river, I spied a young lady that I didn't know. I wandered towards her, thinking I'd give her some interesting thoughts on the Bow. She tried to avoid me, but quickly I caught her. She sighed and she smiled and then said hello. I told her I sparkled just like the water that ran past the banks of the Bow. And the Bow River waters run fast and they sparkle, they seem so inviting to those that don't know that those glacier-fed waters will just freeze your nuts off, and nobody swims in the Bow. I said, no man can explain this illusion. Your eyes, like the Bow, have a mystical hue. She said, young man, that's a silly delusion. My eyes are a muddy green-blue. And according to everything science had taught her, rocks turn to powder when washed to and fro. And it's only the rock flour dissolved in the water makes turquoise the hue of the Bow. And the Bow River waters run fast and they sparkle, they seem so inviting to those that don't know that those glacier-fed waters will just freeze your nuts off, and nobody swims in the Bow. She said that the water came down from a glacier, which gave it the sparkle but also the chill. Then she asked me, will you come back to my place for a drink? And I said I will. Later that evening she made a suggestion that seemed so inviting I couldn't say no. And so I plunged in without further question, not far from the beautiful Bow. And the Bow River waters run fast and they sparkle, they seem so inviting to those that don't know that those glacier-fed waters will just freeze your nuts off, and nobody swims in the Bow. I woke the next morning, the lady was dressing. She seemed so exciting, so stylish and fine. I rather unwisely could not help confessing my wish that she might remain mine. So I asked when again, but then she said never. I used the word love, but still she said no. I even requested to join her forever. She told me to jump in the Bow. And the Bow River waters run fast and they sparkle, they seem so inviting to those that don't know that those glacier-fed waters will just freeze your nuts off, and nobody swims in the Bow. Well, Calgary City is just too damn small. You can see the whole place if you stand on a chair. It's better to be there than nowhere at all, but best of all not to be there. And that's where I lost her right after I caught her. That was the way I found out that although her eyes were the turquoise of rock flour in water, her heart was as cold as the Bow. And the Bow River waters run fast and they sparkle, they seem so inviting to those that don't know that those glacier-fed waters will just freeze your nuts off, and nobody swims in the Bow. So boys, stay away from Calgary City. There's little to do and there's nowhere to go. And if you get bored, you could fall in love, and you might as well swim in the Bow. And the Bow River waters run fast and they sparkle, they seem so inviting to those that don't know that those glacier-fed waters will just freeze your nuts off, and nobody swims in the Bow.